Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Christine Dempsey, a flower seller there, you know her well, on Grafton Street at the corner of Duke Street, where we do have our Christmas Eve programme and disrupt them every year, unfortunately. Christine Dempsey, good afternoon.
How are you?
Are you in, Christine, just to clarify for me, are you in Grafton Street or are you in the Grafton Quarter?
No, I'm in Duke Street.
You're in Duke Street, okay.
Yes, that's the corner of Grafton Street.
Okay. What do you think of this new, what have you there, the new branding?
I think it's disgraceful. How dare these, like, we're over 200 years in this street, and how dare they, who do they think they are?
It's a proposal from a property company. Who have properties on Grafton Street to get rid of the street sellers that either are on or impinge onto Grafton Street, because they're impinging the foot traffic, the pedestrians.
Eddie, well, I won't be moving for nobody. And they can do and say what they like. I ain't going nowhere.
And
so they can say what they like, or they think they can do what they like, or I will not be moving for nobody.
But they would say, we own the buildings, we are the ones that are paying the high rent on Grafton.
What about all the years I worked in army life? That means nothing. Because they own the building. Is it all about rich people now? What they want? I don't think so.
Have you ever been asked to leave before, Christine?
No, we had a bit of hassle years ago. But I was arrested and I was brought to court.
And what was the hassle over?
The judge, so we cut over licences and all this.
Okay.
And the judge told them to give us their flowers back and let us go back and do our work.
And Christine, who do you get the licence from?
Dublin Corporation.
Okay, and what way? Do you get that every year or every...
Every year, yeah.
Okay. And do you just apply for it for it to be renewed?
Oh, no. We have to have it every May.
Every May,
it's a year-to-year basis.
And you know the way they're limiting people in terms of sandwich boards out on the street, the council, in terms of seats out on the street. Are you limited in any way to the amount of space you can take up?
Yes. Yeah, we are.
And are they strict on that?
Yes. Yeah, pretty much so.
And how limited are you there? Because you're outside Marks, just at the corner of Marks and Spencer's.
Yeah. We have a square box and we're in that box.
And what do you think of, you've seen the lights, everyone loves the lights in Grafton Street, but this new name they have on Grafton Street, the Grafton Quarter, what do you think of that?
It's not a Grafton Quarter, it's just Grafton Street. It's not a quarter, it's Grafton Street, you know what I mean? Like, I just think that's stupid as well, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of opposition to that now, Christine.
Yeah.
There's a big campaign and they're giving out leaflets.
I don't think it's nice. But, like, I leave it up to them.
Okay, and is there a Christmas atmosphere already in Grafton Street?
Yeah, it's building up a bit. It's building up a bit. The lights and all went on the other day, and it was lovely. And
when I say to you, like, stay there, you are going to stay there. You're not going to...
Oh, yeah.
And when you say your family's been there over 200 years, who's been there, Christine?
Well, my great-grandmother was there. My grandmother. My mother. And now I'm here.
Wow.
My great-grandmother was 90. My mother was 85.
Yeah.
So
when she finished?
Yeah. Well, they couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah, 85. And then she handed it over. You would have been with her then, would you?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I won't ask what age you are, but have you got someone...
I've been here since I was 9 years of age.
No.
Yeah. And I'm 60 now.
You weren't in there full time when you were 9, Christine.
Well, I left school when I was 13.
Okay.
To help my mother.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm here ever since.
But when you were 9, you'd be doing the weekends and after school or whatever.
Yeah, after school, yeah.
And where's your family based generally, Christine?
Well, I was born in Messer House in York Street.
I know, around the corner, yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Have you someone, now you have a lot, you have many more years to go, Christine, but have you anyone that would take over from you?
Oh yeah, my daughter will be, yeah.
Great, okay. Yeah. So yeah. I was going to say stay there, but you're going nowhere, sure you're not, Christine.
No,
you're
not gonna no, you'll have to shovel me off the ground. Run over me if you want, it's no harm, wouldn't be the first time.
Well, if they do, would there be no shortage of flowers on your grave, Christine?
No.
Stay
as
there for a sec.
As a matter of fact, I don't even like them.
You don't like flowers?
No, I don't. I love them, but I don't like to bring them home. Would you bring them home? Do you know, you're looking at them trying.
What's your favourite flower? Come again, your line is breaking on me.
Lilies.
Lilies are gorgeous, yeah. But you don't bring, well, if your flowers left over of an evening, you don't bring them home, put them on your mantelpiece or in your centrepiece or your.
No.
Is there a flower in your house?
There would be, yeah.
Okay, are they real or artificial?
No, they'd be real.
Real, okay.
Lilies, a few lilies. Okay.
I say that, Christine. Where's Catherine Claffey? Catherine, can you hear me? Are you near Christine?
I can hear you, yeah.
Okay. Catherine, how long have you been on Grafton Street?
I personally have been on Grafton Street now for 37 years.
What age were you when you started?
I was 18.
And your family before you?
My mother was there for 60 years and she's passed away 15 years now, so... And my grandmother would have been a flower seller on Exchequer Street.
Okay.
So it's going back like over 100 years, like in my family.
Now this company, this property company, want to get rid of the street traders in that area.
I know.
They're interfering with the pedestrians. What do you think of that?
I think they owe us an apology to say that we are causing clutter. We don't cause clutter. We cause colour in Grafton Street. That's the only thing we cause. And people take photographs of us all day long. And I mean, who's going to be taking photographs of the clutter?
That's true.
You know,
did you ever have to move, say, for a fire engine to get through or an ambulance?
Yeah, we have to move the stuff. Yeah, not really, because between myself and Christine, we always have a gap.
Yeah.
So fire brigades, ambulances can come through there all day long.
And what time do you start that in the morning, Catherine?
It starts about 9 o'clock, 9:30.
And where do you store all your flowers? Can you tell me that?
I have a big van and I store them in the van, and any excess stuff I have, I store it at the back of the house in the shed.
And do you live near Grafton Street?
I live in Crumlin.
You're Crumlin,
so it's not too far.
That's not too far away. The right side of the city anyway. So Catherine, you're not moving either?
No, I think this is a lot. Look at these people. They own so many properties around Grafton Street and surrounding areas. They don't own Dublin. They're based in Luxembourg. Like, they don't own Dublin. They cannot be bullying Dublin City Council and saying, we want these people moved. People have been there for over 100 years. You know what I mean? Just because they think, we're causing clutter. They don't like the look of us, maybe. I don't know why they don't, because every tourist on Grafton Street loves the look of us.
That's true. And the colour is incredible.
There's a lot of work goes into setting up that stall in the morning time. We empty that van and we put it up. And a lot of work goes into it, getting the colours right, making everything look nice. And so people come along and take photographs, and they pick up a bunch of flowers, they stand up onto the flowers, and they get a photograph taken. Now, maybe that's what's bothering these people, that people are stopping to take photographs, and maybe they're causing the clutter
But the street can be very busy.
It's a long time. Well, Christmas Eve, the street would be very busy.
Yeah.
That street is not that busy.
Okay.
That, you know, there's a free flow of traffic and people walking up and down.
And you know, isn't there other street traders down outside Weir's, between Weir's and Brown Thomas?
They've
been there years as well, haven't they?
They've been there. They haven't been there as long as us now. They came a long time after us.
Yeah.
They would be there now. They'd be there 40 years, I'd say.
And they're part of the street as well, aren't they?
We're all part of the street. We all make up Grafton Street. Or the Grafton Quarter, as they're calling it now.
And how do you feel about the Grafton Quarter,
Come
Catherine?
Here, it doesn't bother me what they call it.
Okay.
It doesn't bother me, and that's to be quite honest with you. It's Grafton Street, and what they want to call the Grafton Corner, the Grafton Corner, the Quarter, whatever they want to call it, I don't care.
Okay, I know the people... outside Weir's, the Cook family, Cooks.
Yeah, Catherine Cook.
Because I used to know a very good friend of mine, Owen Cook, who was 18 years dead there last Friday, is a relation of theirs. But they've just texted us in or whatever, say, we've been here since 1983 and we won't move either.
No, nobody's going to move.
Okay.
You know, like, These people just, look, they're chancing their arm as far as I'm concerned. They'd be telling you how to breathe if they could. Yeah, like, who do they think they are? They owe us an apology. That's what they owe us.
Okay.
For insulting remarks they've made about us that have been on the street a lot longer than they have been, and we'll be on it a lot longer when they're gone.
I wonder, what you say that company is based in Luxembourg, is it?
Luxembourg, according to Herald.ie this morning, there was they said it was located in Luxembourg.
Well, they might think they're taking on Hong Kong and Grafton Street. There's no way you're moving. Stay with us for a sec, Billy. Good afternoon, Billy 51551. I can't hear you, Billy. Come again, Joe.
Good.
Your point, please, Billy.
Yeah, these women are as much a fixture on Grafton Street as Brown Thomas is. You know, they are as Dublin as Molly Malone. And they hark back to an older time, which we look like we're completely trying to eradicate in the city in some sort of form of gentrification or sanitisation. Like, this is old Dublin. And as well as for selling flowers, they also provide a service to people who don't live in the city anymore, who come in, like women who come in at the weekends and buy their flowers and have the chats with them. You know, getting rid of them, what serves what purpose?
You know? It wasn't one of the arguments that the street, the pedestrian aspect of the street is being impeded.
Yeah, but is it really though? Or is that just an excuse to try and get rid of them? It's not impeded that much. I can get past it every day. You know, it's only really in busy times at Christmas that would have become a bottleneck like that. But other than that, they provide a great sort of view on the city, much better than any social media.
But you could say the same, Billy, you could say the same for Moore Street, but all we hear from Moore Street is that the traders are really disheartened and they feel they've been very let down and that there is a campaign to get rid of them.
Well, I think there is. There's almost like a sort of managed decline of Moore Street at the minute. As far as speaking to anybody over there, that's what they'll tell you. They're cutting off electricity, cutting off the streetlights, making it look worse. So are they trying to eradicate everything that makes us intrinsically Dublin in order to sanitise the city into becoming any high street UK? Is that what they want us to look like?
And what about the name, the graph? As I said, we could have filled the programme from one end to the other last week, but we were doing very serious issues about bullying. But the Grafton Quarter, by the way, all negative comments you were getting about the rebranding of Grafton Street as the Grafton Quarter, no less.
So how rebranding of Dublin, like... Some PR company is getting paid for this, obviously, on behalf of Dublin Council. And it's like Houston Quarter, the like Creative Quarter. I thought there was only four quarters. Like, there's quarters popping up everywhere. So it's a PR company, obviously, getting money.
Well,
and that's business as well. It's their business to come up with these ideas and sell them to people. But it seems like they're taking no view of what the local Dublinese people, like people, Dubliners from like me, think. They don't care. They're not doing any sort of surveys on the streets and asking people. They're just going ahead and pushing it over us.
Okay. Christine, yeah. I see a tweeter there saying, will the flower sellers, will you chain yourselves to the...
to the ground, yeah, absolutely.
And it won't be a flower chain.
And it won't be an easy one.
Where's Richie? Richie, you want to come in and support Christine and Catherine?
I do, Joe. I'm 72 years of age. I came from Drimnagh and I'm a tally longer now than I was in Drimnagh.
Yeah.
But I enjoy going into, I call it, my Dublin. And up around Grafton Street because they destroyed Curry on Muir Street. And the cheek of these people say they want to move those people on who are actually the structure of Dublin. And I would love to know who they are and if they're strong enough to come out and come on your radio and say their reasons. Do they be there in Dublin at all, or are they just money people who are working from a drawing or a picture or something? You know, the cheek of them, those people are part of Dublin.
But Dublin is, like, we now have the Grafton Quarter, it's called. It's no longer...
That's another thing, trying to put up the value of their buildings. You know, the Grafton Quarter. It's Grafton Street. It's Grafton Street to me, and it'll be always Grafton Street until I leave, depart Dublin, and go to the next place.
And what when Noel Porcel was singing, what was it, Dublin Can Be Heaven, whatever?
Dublin Can Be Heaven, yes, and have a cup of coffee in Bewley's. And people, I'd be watching the people sometimes standing admiring the layout of those flowers. It's like a floral arrangement that woman does have.
Now here it is.
I've been north and I've been south and I've been east and west. I've been just a rolling stone. Yet there's one place on this earth I've always liked the best. Just a little town I call my own. But Dublin can be heaven with coffee at 11 and a stroll in Stephen's Green. No need to hurry, no need to worry. You're a king and the lady's a queen. Grafton
Quarter.
Street's a wonderland. There's magic in the air.
The Grafton Quarter's
there
a wonderland.
There are diamonds in the lady's eyes and gold dust in her hair.
Somehow Christine and Catherine and Richie, I don't
Joe,
think...
Joe, that song says the lady is a queen. Yeah. And I think those girls that sell the flowers, they're the queens of Grafton Street.
Queen Christine and Queen
yes,
Catherine.
Without a doubt, yes.
Thanks very much,
it's a pleasure
Richie.
To see them.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Mind yourself, Christine. We'll see you on Christmas Eve, Christine.
You will we'll
see you without
mind
a doubt.
Yourself.
Okay, you too, Petal. I'll see you in the meantime. You too, Petal, as they say in the flower
Bye-bye.
Business. Okay, Catherine and Christine, the flower sellers there at the junction of Duke Street and Grafton Street, which is where we will be, as per usual, on Christmas Eve morning on December 24th. A bit early to say it, but there, might as well get it in now. Richie O'Reilly, Billy, 51551. The Liveline Quarter will be back after this.